It seems that I'm back in the realm of mortals once more. And just who? Canna. Darling, what a wonderful surprise. It's been ages. Did you finally start doing something with your hair? You know, I had just been wondering if I was ever going to see you again. You were so upset after last time. I actually thought you might manage to keep that vow not to call on my kind again. You must truly be out of options if you've turned to me for information. Right down to business. Canna, dear, that's not like you. Surely you can spare a little time to chat. I'm simply dying to know where you've been. Oh my, and who is this? You've got a friend this time. What a wonderful surprise. An apprentice? No. This gentleman's not part of the summoning ritual. Don't be shy, mortal. I can hardly leave this circle. Or did you just not expect for me to be naked? My, such a determined look on your face. Are you here for her sake, then? Providing emotional support. I see. Oh, but of course it's my concern. Besides, even another human could see the two of you are close. Poor, timid Canna. All alone with her anger. And now she's finally found someone she can trust. She's even told you some of what she's done, hasn't she? And you're still trying to be there for her. How delightful, Canna, darling. This is a beautiful man you found. You simply must let me have a taste of him. No, I mean, you must. I'm calling in your debt. Breach the circle, Canna. I don't need you to I don't need to remind you what mankind does to oathbreakers. One swipe of the foot, freeing me to act as I see fit until the dawn. That's a good girl. Oh, don't grit your teeth. Don't be mad. Relax, dear. I'm not going to murder him or anything. Where's the pleasure of that? Watch and see for yourself. I promise you'll be touching yourself to the memory for nights to come. Don't try to run, you little morsel. I enjoy the chase. But you've got me positively impatient, all that conflicting emotion on your face. Surprise. Fear. Anticipation. It's all so marvelously suggestive. Give me more of that flicker of betrayal a moment ago. You realize that your loved one just whored you out to cover her debts. Yes, everything I'm about to do to you is something she allowed to happen. Out of a moment's frightened impulse to save her own skin. How exquisite. The bonds between you two are singing with tension. Such a shame your eyes can't see it. Now come here. I'm going to truly enjoy taking you, little mortal. Stay right there, Canna. Don't look away. Come now, don't struggle too much. My claws are very sharp, you know. I'm only trying to slice through your clothing. And if you keep writhing in my grip, I might end up exposing more than just the outside of your body. Things would get terribly predictable after that. There we go. It's scarcely any blood. Here, I'll just clean that up. Mm. Just look at how aroused he is, Kenna. Did you know he was this much of a slut? I mean, it started the moment he lays eyes on me. Look. I'm only twisting my tail around this hard cock, and he's already struggling to keep from moving his hips. Poor thing. But you can't really blame him, of course. Just imagine what this must be like. Suddenly faced with the sight of a beautiful naked demoness. Strange blue skin and eyes of gold on black. His head can't even reach her shoulders, and now she's holding him close. And he can feel the wet heat that's pulsing against him from between her legs. I love how he looks when he's trying to fight it. Makes me just want to wrap my tongue around him and... Oh, my, did you enjoy that? You've gotten your seed all over my legs. I honestly think he forgot you were there for a moment, Kenna. How do you plan on screaming away when you're still this weak in the knees? Here, just lie back on this table like a good little whore. I need to taste your offering. I'll be having more of this. What was that, Kenna? I can't? I suppose you could be right. Perhaps I should use these claws of mine and test just what I can and cannot do. No? You disagree? Well, let me know if you change your mind. Now, it's time your man and I mated in earnest. You would not believe how hard he is. Even bigger than he was before. And just rubbing the outside of my warmth on him. He's throbbing and begging for it. Let's see what happens when I slip him in. What's the matter? Can't keep down those moans. Poor little. See his face, Kenna? He knows he'll never match up to this. Deep in his slutty heart, he'll always yearn for a woman who's better than human. Who can hold him down and force him to give her what she wants. Poor thing. He really is trying to resist, you know. Even though he's trying to fight it. And that's what turns me on the most. Yes, breed me, fill me with your seed. Mm. Anna, darling. There's no need to cry. Surely you dreamed the two of you might one day raise a child together. And now you'll have that chance. Just imagine it. An adorable little babe with the cutest pair of horns. Well, it's been so nice seeing you again, truly. But I really must be going. There are several hours yet before sunrise, and I'd like to rip some hearts out in the old-fashioned way, if you take my meaning. Be a dear and clean them up, will you? We simply must do this again sometime. Ta-ta.